Can you hear me? I don't think you can. Not now. When did I go inside? Was it an hour ago? A day? A month?
You bought that, right? I mean, this is an old motel, but I don't think it came equipped with a battery-powered radio. Have you heard him yet?
No.
Well, then keep trying. He hasn't been gone too long yet. You will.
How can you be so sure?
Look, I've told you, I've been doing this a while. Do you want to try it?
I don't know.
Well, come on! I've got a pretty good ear for it.
Sure. Why not? What is that?
What's what?
Have you been recording all of this?
No. I mean, well, yeah, but it's not what you think.
It's not what I think. What am I supposed to think? You lied to me.
I did not.
I asked you if you were a reporter, and you said you were a musician.
I am. And I'm not a reporter. Not like you're thinking, anyway.
Well, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Okay, look, maybe I wasn't totally 100% honest with you. I have a podcast. It's about unexplained phenomena and... I guess what some people would call paranormal stuff.
Oh, God. So, what, you expected to put me on your show alongside Bigfoot and the latest UFO sightings?
Hey. I take this stuff very seriously. I've never done a show about Bigfoot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I questioned your integrity.
What's your problem, anyway? I mean, why don't you want to talk to any reporters? Usually in a missing persons case, the family actually wants press.
In case you hadn't noticed, this isn't exactly a typical missing persons case.
Yeah, I had. That's why I'm here. Whatever's going on here right now, it's in the dictionary definition of unexplained phenomenon. But it doesn't matter if it's this or the Amber Alert. The principle's the same. You want to get the story out there and turn the public into your eyes and ears. And if you're worried about people thinking you're nuts, you really don't have to worry about that with my audience. They pretty much accept everything at face value unless they're getting it from the government.
Fantastic. Look, Mr. Sandbox,
Reed!
I don't know what your deal is, but the only reason I don't think every word you've told me so far is absolute bullshit is the fact that you've had a tape of this preacher. So give me one good reason why I shouldn't kick your ass out of here right now.
This tape is a pretty good reason, isn't it?
Keep trying.
Look, please believe me. I have not lied to you once since I've been here.
When were you going to tell me about your little recorder thing and your podcast, Mr. Rockstar?
Hey. Well, before I left, anyway, I was just waiting for the right moment. We were building some good chemistry. I didn't want to damage that.
We absolutely were not.
We want the same thing here, Stacy. We both want to track these people down and figure out what they're doing and how they're doing it.
No, you want to figure it out. I just want to find them and bring my husband back.
Fair enough. I want that, too. But we can do a lot more working together, and even more if we use this soapbox I have to get my listeners on the case.
Your listeners think 9/11 was an inside job.
That's a stereotype. Not all of them do.
What's your thing called again?
This Hollow Earth.
Mm-hmm. You can see why that doesn't exactly fill me with confidence.
Oh, come on. It's a metaphor.
Whatever it is, I can't have this story getting out. I'm sorry.
Stacy, it's been what? Almost a month? What about Greg's family? Your friends? His job? People talk. And if they don't know the real story, they'll make one up. So, yeah, my thing might not be CNN, but some kind of story is gonna get out there with or without me.
Greg doesn't have any family besides me. They died years ago. Besides, it's not his people I'm worried about. My family is very controlling. It took a long time for me to establish my independence from them, and even longer for them to sort of accept that. The last time I saw them, it became very obvious they were just waiting for my life to fall apart so they can swoop back in and save me. Or so I can be saved, really.
You're a grown woman. You can't be afraid of what your parents are gonna think. What's the worst that could happen?
My parents believed in two things when I was growing up. God and doctors. When I was a baby, they were afraid I might be autistic. Turns out I wasn't. But my mom couldn't be convinced of that. she had a dream, or to hear her tell it a vision, that there was something wrong with me. So they took me to all kinds of specialists until they found one who agreed with them. He put me on every medication there is. That just made it worse. So when I was 9, they sent me off to a psych ward. I was here for 18 months.
Jesus.
Even after they decided I was well enough to come home, I still had to go back twice a week for counseling. For 2 years, those trips were the only time I got to leave their house. If I hadn't met Greg, I'd probably still be there. So the worst that could happen could be pretty bad.
Well, how did you and Greg meet?
Oh, Jesus, now what?
Don't answer it.
I wasn't planning on it.
Stacy? Stacy, I can hear you in there. It's Dr. Mannion. Please open the door.
Wait, is that the doctor you thought I was with?
Yes, God damn it. Let me get rid of her. What the fuck do you want?
You haven't returned my calls.
There's a reason for that.
I just wanted to check in and see how you were holding up.
I'm fine. Thanks. Bye.
Stacy, wait. I'm sorry. Is this a bad time?
Yes. Not because of him.
How's it going? I'm Reed.
Look, don't you get it? I don't want to see you again ever.
I know. But I have someone with me I think you should see. Diane?
Oh, my God, you didn't.
Stacy, may we come in?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, shit.
You had no right to call her.
I thank God she did, Stacy Ann. I suppose you would prefer your father and I went on thinking that you and Gregory were safe and sound back in Atlanta.
Yes, Mom. I suppose I would. You can't help here.
Don't be ridiculous. Of course I can.
Stacy, you can't keep shutting everyone out. You need help.
She has it.
What's your interest here exactly?
Reed came here because he has information about the group that took Greg, which is what I thought you were supposed to be doing. Wasn't that the whole point of those tapes you made me listen to?
That was a mistake. If you had been more honest with me about your history, I never would have had you listen to those recordings. Your mother told me about the medication you used to be on. When did you stop taking it?
What difference does it make? I haven't been on it for years.
Why didn't you tell me about that?
Because I'm not your fucking patient!
From the sounds of things, Stacy had enough medication to last her a lifetime.
She told you about that?
Yeah, she did.
Did she tell you about the voices?
What voices?
My daughter was diagnosed with childhood onset schizophrenia when she was 9 years old, Mr. Reed. She heard
okay,
voices.
For one thing, it's Mr. Singer. Reed's my first name. For another, that's a pretty common misdiagnosis as far as I know.
And how far is that, Mr. Singer?
But I was misdiagnosed. Greg took me to 3 different shrinks. They all said the same thing.
Greg, I'm sure his doctors had their own agenda.
That's not true and you know it.
Hey, I like a good stroll down memory lane as much as the next guy, but the bottom line is we still have a missing person here.
Oh, please. Dr. Mannion, this man is dangerous. He is providing fuel for my daughter's delusions. I want him to leave.
Hey, I'll leave when Stacy asked me to, not you. Since you know so much, what do you think happened to Greg?
It's no mystery, Mr. Singer. He's left her, plain and simple.
No, that's not what happened.
I saw the writing on the wall a month ago, Stacy. After you left, I told your father that I'd be surprised if you were still together in 6 months.
Of course you did.
Evidently, I was giving him too much credit. I assumed he'd have the decency to wait longer than a day before he went off with whoever it is he's met, but there's nothing that boy wouldn't stoop to, in my opinion.
Wait, so you think he just abandoned Stacy in the middle of nowhere while he ran off with some other chick? That doesn't make any sense.
No, Mr. Singer, it wouldn't. What does that tell you?
Stacy, you have to let go of this fantasy.
So you guys think she's making all this up? Then why didn't she make it home?
She did. Didn't you, Stacy?
No. I've been here since it happened. I haven't been home in 6 weeks.
You called me as soon as you got home to tell us you'd made it back safely.
Is that true?
I lied.
So you do remember making that call?
Of course I remember. I called from the police station because I didn't want you to know about any of this. Because I didn't want you here.
If Greg is truly missing, then why aren't the police looking for him anymore?
They don't believe me! Nobody believes me!
Hold on! If Greg made it back home and just went off with somebody else, he should be pretty easy to find, right? I mean, where is he?
I don't care, Mr. Singer. I want that boy out of my daughter's life once and for all.
No, you're right. Greg does need to be found. If only so Stacy can put this behind her and begin the healing process. I've hired investigators in Georgia to track him down.
What have they found?
Nothing yet. They'll find him, Stacy. And you'll see that none of this has been real.
No, the preacher has him. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that Stacy wouldn't have seen some kind of indication that Greg had a girl on the side.
But you believe he vanished into thin air after being abducted by a radio preacher?
Yeah, I do. I've got more proof of the preacher being real than Greg's mystery date.
Have you? What kind of proof?
I have him on tape.
May I hear it?
No.
Why not? They need to know this guy isn't bullshit. He's real.
My mom's already made up her mind. She's not going to believe anything we tell her.
Of course I would. Within reason.
Exactly. Whatever's on this tape is hardly evidence of what you're describing.
I've never seen a cat's dick either, but I believe they have him.
Reed, please shut up.
Sorry.
And this is who you're getting help from? Stacy. This is absurd. You're holed up here in this flea-bag motel in the middle of nowhere, chasing after a group that doesn't exist. And for what? A man who doesn't love you and is probably sitting in a lawyer's office somewhere right now filing for a divorce.
Mom, please.
Greg never understood you, Stacy. You're special. I knew he wouldn't be able to handle being with you, but I prayed every day that you wouldn't get hurt when he did finally leave you. This, all of it, is exactly what I didn't want to happen to you, baby. Please come home. Let us take care of you.
Stacy, please listen to me. Deep down, you know this isn't a conspiracy, don't you?
No.
This isn't a question of faith or belief in the unknown. It's a matter of logic. There is no preacher. There is no cult. There aren't any voices talking to you through radios or computers. All of this, everything that's happened, is simply your mind building a facade to protect you from something you weren't prepared to handle on your own. It's happened to you before, but you're not alone this time. Let us help bring you back. Let us help you remember.
Yes, I don't...
Listen to Dr. Mannion, Stacy. It's for your own good.
You know it's true, Stacy. None of this is real.
What are you doing to me?
I'm not doing anything.
Stacy?
Get out of my head!
You know, don't you? You heard Elijah and Jess speaking to me over your computer. You heard every word.
Yes, I did.
Who are you working for? Or are you with them? Have you been through your 7 years of pain, or are you here waiting for Elijah to call you home? So that you can suffer like my husband is suffering right now.
Let go of me!
I swear to you, I will find him. I will bring him back, and whatever they've done, I will hold you responsible. Whatever hell he's had to endure will be nothing compared to what happens to you.
Dear God in heaven, Stacy, what's happening to you?
You, why did you come?
To take you home. To take care of you, like I used to. Listen to yourself, Stacy. This isn't you. Something has gotten inside of you.
You put it there.
No, that's not true. I love you.
Don't. Now, both of you, get out. Never come back.
God won't give up on you, Stacy. And neither will I.
God has nothing to do with this. Go.
Hey, take it easy. They're gone. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
What the fuck just happened?
I'm not sure I could feel him, Elijah, on Mannion.
Is she working for him?
I'm not sure, maybe. She definitely knows more than she's letting on, and I could feel his presence all around her, but I don't think she was aware of it. He was using her to reach into my head to, I don't know, like, influence me. But I wouldn't let him. It's hard to explain. I felt charged.
You looked charged. Your eyes, it was like they were lit up.
I can find him. And I think I can bring him back. I don't know how yet, but I...
Yeah, I think you probably can.
You heard it too, right? It wasn't just in my head.
No, I definitely heard it. It's all on tape.
You've been recording this whole time.
Well, you never said stop.
I guess I should thank you.
Look, if you're serious about that, there's one thing you could do. Let me run this on my show.
Reed, please.
What? You obviously don't have to worry about your parents finding out anymore, and this is straight up no bullshit unexplained phenomenon with proof. Do you have any idea how many people would kill to find a story like this? Like, actually kill me. Not fucking kidding.
Proof of what? I don't even know what just happened to me. It's hard to say you have answers when you don't even know the questions yet.
Well, we know this isn't just a local thing, right? I mean, you heard him here. I heard him in Nebraska. When I've talked about this on my show before, I've had people from all over the place sharing their stories. Granted, my audience tends to go off topic pretty easily, but still. Let's shake the tree and see what falls out.
You can talk about Greg's disappearance and the preacher and obviously about your experience with him, but that's it. I don't want you to talk about what just happened or Dr. Mannion. I need to find out more about her, and I don't want her name all over the internet until I do. No, that's the deal, Reed. After I find Greg and this is all over, you can do whatever you want with this. Write a book, make a movie, get famous. I don't care.
Well, I'm already famous, so... Seriously, I just want to help you.
Okay. Thank you.
Here. You should keep this.
Your tape recorder? Why?
Well, in case anything like this happens again. I mean, it's not a big deal. I have more, but if I were you, I'd start recording everything just in case. I'll send you some more tapes.
What about this one?
Keep it. I want you to trust me. I'll put my show together with the digital recording from my phone.
You had two? Whatever. I don't know why that should surprise me.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the least surprising thing that's happened to you today. Take care of yourself, Stacy.
Thank you for coming today, Reed. Really.
Don't mention it. I'll be in touch.
p.m., April 30th, starting at the left-hand side of the dial. 5:30, 5:35, 5:40, 5:45, 5:50.
Hey, thanks for listening to Tribulation from Zero Mile Media. We really hope you're liking it. And if you are, please go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. It helps other people find us. We're taking a break next week, so there won't be a new episode. But don't worry, join us again in 2 weeks for episode 5. Tribulation is brought to you by Listen Up Audiobooks, your independent audiobook store. Listen Up makes it incredibly easy to browse and buy audiobooks in no time. No complicated signups or subscriptions to mess with. It's just like walking into a bookstore on your phone. They carry a wide selection of best-selling titles in all genres, including comedies. Check out Two Gentlemen of Lebowski, a most excellent comedy and tragical romance by Adam Bertocci, narrated by Bernard Sotero Clark. What if William Shakespeare had written The Big Lebowski? The dude has met the bard, and he doth abide. Go to listenupaudiobooks.com and use the code GREG at checkout for 10% off your first purchase. That's listenupaudiobooks.com, code GREG.